Hi there. It is week 26 of 52 weeks of inspiration. I am sitting outside at Riverling Ranch as I'm recording this and just thinking about choices and decisions. And I think each and every one of us in our lives have had to make a choice when to give up and when to fight. And sometimes those are the hardest choices that we ever have to make. And maybe I'm reflecting on this right now. I mean, there's obviously a lot going on right now in our world. One of the things we know is that the United States just bombed Iran. We know that there's a lot of tension and just a lot of really weird energies and vibes. And I've heard about it not just in my life, but also in a lot of other people's and friends of mine's lives and students. And I think everyone's just feeling this like really dense, heavy energy. And so when do you fight? And when do you let something go? And I think for me personally, I've had moments where I was so deep into something, a relationship, a dream, an argument, whatever it is, and I didn't know if I should hold on tighter or if I should walk away. And the universe, you know, it would be really great, but it doesn't always give us a billboard with blinking lights that say, give up now or keep fighting, you're almost there. So here's what I've learned. If something drains you every time you think about it, if it makes you question your worth, your sanity, and your peace, maybe it's not a fight worth staying in. Maybe it's just better to say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. But if something pulls at your soul, even when it's hard, so if you lie in bed thinking, I am not done yet, if that fire inside of you is louder than that fear, then I think that's when you got to fight. I think you fight for the love that feeds you. I think you fight for the dreams when they won't leave you alone. I think you fight for healing. I think you fight for peace. I think you fight for the version of still becoming the best self that you can be. But sometimes the bravest thing you can do is walk away and trust that letting go is the first step to real freedom. So this week, ask yourself, is this draining me? Is this fueling me? Am I fighting to stay small or fighting to grow? And whatever your answer is, trust it. Because your soul, it always knows. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.